Such a disappointment.
To our audience, you have missed podcast gold for the last 5 minutes because Catherine did not start the recording when she was supposed to.
I know.
The banter, the early banter before the podcast is the whole reason anybody should come to the podcast. And you've missed it all.
I'm sorry.
Way to go, Catherine.
I know.
Star Wars quotes and all.
Yes. You know, actually Yoda appeared in that little voice, which was not me. Okay. Welcome to Stock Talk. Cue the intro.
We're back.
God, that's amazing.
I know.
I love that intro music, you know, especially now that you changed it to the right one rather than the wrong one.
Yeah.
You did change it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's perfect. That's what I need to know.
Close enough.
We're joined by Matt Dolly from First Trials here on this edition of Stock Talk. We're really excited to have you here, Matt.
We've
got a great announcement that we're going to be doing. I think that, and I'm just going to get it out of the way so we can talk about it. We have talked about the last few months in the IPSA newsletter that we were going to really do some new things with the IPSA seed treatment enhancement trials this year. We are still working on a segment with Breeder Direct and hopefully Meristem to come on board with us as a provider of technology to be able to utilize our seed treatments now and biological testing, but IPSA and FIRST are going to partner together on FIRST EXP trials so that we can bring a genetic flavor to all the seed companies for testing their own private genetics going forward. And this is an exciting development. Matt, over to you. I know that you called me and said, hey, I hear you're thinking about some stuff. Let's see where we can work together. And man, you came up with a plan that is going to be great.
Yeah. Well, we are incredibly excited, you know, here on the FIRST side of things. FIRST, we've been around for 28, 29 years, started in 97, whatever the math is there. But, you know, we've always been focused on the public trials. And so our goal and our still, you know, what really drives us here as an organization is making sure that farmers have better information so they can make better decisions. So at the end of the day, that's what we want to do. We put on trials all across the Midwest, really even probably wider than the Midwest, depends on your definition, but on corn and soybeans. We publish that data, we get it out there in front of farmers they use to make their seed decisions. In the last year, we've kind of expanded that mission a little bit more because we know that for farmers to make good decisions on what seeds they buy, seed companies also need to have good information on what seeds they should have in their portfolio. And so we launched our EXP trials in 2025, where we, you know, essentially provided a very, very similar structure to how the FIRST trials are already operating on the public side of things. Copy, paste, put it out there for private trialing purposes. So seed companies are able to go ahead and enter those products into the trials. We go ahead and run it very similar to how we do the FIRST public side of things, get them the data back so they can make those seed decisions. And really when, just like you mentioned, Todd, when I was, you know, reading the IPSA newsletters and saw you were interested in expanding into genetics and, you know, made some comments of, we're not really sure what to do and all that. Obviously, you know, we've been FIRST IPSA members for a long time, and so reached out and just offered, hey, is there a way we can work together on this? And I'm really excited to watch this here in partnership with you guys.
Awesome. Well, I got to tell you, we're really excited about it too, and I think the interesting aspect of it is I've always wanted to do something around genetics in the testing regimen, but I mean, look, man, it's tough on, and I mean, it does denote a bit of expertise, and I think that one of the things that is going to be really exciting going forward about this whole piece is the ability to bring some genetic information back in to seed companies, specifically around, you know, their hybrids that they want to test so that they can actually get information that instead of going public immediately is private.
Yeah. Well, we know that bringing a hybrid or variety to market is a multi-year process. It takes a lot of steps in that from the breeders and the lab work on the backside of kind of going through and making those crosses and doing all the fun steps in that process. But then there, are a few different rounds of trialing where they want to go ahead and get a better understanding of where these products are going to perform. The final step in that, and the way that we've always participated, is that public trialing thing. We think there is really no better way to complement what you know about your own seed portfolio than to have a third-party source of information and of verifying what you're saying. But the same can be said about the step before that, which is kind of the private thing. We've worked with companies just in this last year that have both been weighing, different products from different suppliers, or maybe they've got a hybrid that worked really well in, Illinois, and they want to bring it across the Mississippi and try to run it somewhere in Iowa. And I've never tested this product over there before. And so by working through the EXP trials, they're able to go ahead and go through a process that they're familiar with, get data in ways that they're used to seeing it. They understand how we work. They've been around it for a long time. And they're able to go ahead and see, is this a good idea? Should I be moving this product west? Or should it stay over in Illinois where it's performed well? A lot of questions like that are really the ones that I guess these companies are trying to answer. So by, exactly to your point, it's a different way of trialing. It's a different process, I think, than what some other companies have been through. But, we've been going through and doing variety trialing for almost 30. Well, I think this is technically our 30th year coming up now. So we've been doing this a long time. We've got a network of managers who are really good at what we do. They're out there doing these trials I would say every day, but spring and fall, and putting through these trials. But we're just excited to partner with the seed companies, genetic suppliers, to help make better decisions. That's what we're here for.
So I think that there's a couple of things that are coming out here. So number one, since we're doing this partnership together, if some member companies are going to be able to get a discount from first trials within the EXP segment, because this is going to be different than the public trials. And y'all have already had 1 year under your belt. I think 2025 was your first year to really launch this concept of EXP. And now we're going to be partnering together forward on it, which will benefit if some member companies. But can you describe a little bit about those trials in particular, and how they're going to differ, and how you get data back, and what kind of data people can expect?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it well. We want to provide a discount to essentially a better deal for IPSA members. We see this partnership as a really great way for the two organizations to work together, both FIRST and IPSA. And so I think there's definitely some opportunity both for those IPSA member companies who are looking for new opportunities to trial, but also some of those other companies we're working with. We want to bring them under the IPSA fold. We know a larger, stronger IPSA network, I think, is better for the whole independent seed or seed industry, and we're all for that. I've been long time IPSA members, and looking forward to the event here coming up in a couple weeks. But for those companies who have entered, this is separate from our first public trialing type stuff. The public trials, we post that stuff on the internet. We try to get that in as many hands as possible. We want quite literally everyone to read those reports. That would be a great outcome for FIRST, and I think for all the seed companies who are paying into those products. This is different. But one of the nice thing is our team has had to build a mechanism to deploy and publish data within 48 hours of harvest. So we are at the point of we go ahead, we harvest a plot, we get that data through our system, do all the statistical checks, all the hard stuff that we've got a team that works on that. Thank God, because that's not my my expertise. But that process can easily be switched over to non-publish as well. So essentially, we're going to go through, do the exact same process, the exact same review, exact same kind of data ingestion process as we do for our public trialing, but we're going to go ahead and kick it right over to those companies that enter. This is a for your eyes only type test. This is for those companies to use that information themselves to make those decisions. And along with just obviously the products that they've entered, we do provide a couple of national checks in there. So they're, numbers that they should be familiar with, things like that. So they can kind of get a baseline for the performance of those individual plots. And then, one of the things that I know some of the companies who we work with this year put in specific products, they like, comparing my hybrids against this number, I know it performs well in this area, things like that. They can go ahead and essentially just add that as an entry in their their application for the XP trials. So it's really about getting data back in the hands of these partners as quickly as possible, because we know that, you know, when you're talking harvest time, decisions need to be made quickly, whether it's on the farmer side for published stuff, or, you know, from the seed companies when they're making those decisions on what to move forward with. You know, timeliness is really important, and we're pretty proud of our turnaround times. You know, but I think we averaged like 1.1 days or something like that after harvest. We had it published this year. What we say is under 48 hours, because we want to give ourselves a little buffer. Things happen.
Yeah, but that's fantastic. That's fantastic turnaround time. I mean, let's face it, it really is quick turnaround time. Mm-hmm. And you API it directly into everybody's internal software. Correct.
We've got two different ways to do it. We can set up an API. We've got that with a number of our different partners. So that's, you know, literally they've got their own analysis software or their own database they want to have. We can go ahead and API that data right back in there. Or it's literally for the seed companies, they will get a login. They go in, they can, every time a new report is published, so say Waterloo, Iowa just got put online, just got harvest, they can go through, download a CSV, just like an Excel file, essentially, of all the data, and then do with it what they will. So a lot of people use it different ways, just kind of depends on how sophisticated their backend systems are, and if that's something that they want to API through, or they just want to go ahead and pull Excel files and make it work that way.
So we've got all this that's going to be lined out. Of course, this will be followed up with the IMSA newsletter. We'll have a lot of information to really kind of promote, so everybody that wants to jump in and be a part of it can be a part of it. You know, let's see. Your platform will go live so they can start signing up when?
Yep. So our 2026 season really starts with 2026. January 1st, our applications will go live. So we're actually switching over, and this is probably the first time we publicly announced it, which is kind of fun. But we are switching over here for the 2026 season to an online application. We've got a platform built, really a cool, you know, I've said it a couple of times already, we've got a great tech team that does and builds all these cool tools for me to go out and sell and talk about, which is fun. But we've got that ready to launch here. So we're going to do a couple of different things here coming in January. But January 1st, those applications will go live. And that is the process that we go through there. So company, if they're interested, obviously reach out directly to me, and my contact information will be all over there. We'd be glad to kind of talk through any of the specifics, you know, kind of walk through regions, things of those nature or kind of that nature. But our applications are open then for corn through February 15th is kind of our deadline. You know, we'll work with companies to make sure if there's you know, need to push a little bit or something, we understand, but we want to make sure that we've got that soybeans up to March 1st to get a little bit more time. But you know, that's really kind of how we operate. We've got our application, go on there, set it up, put in your products, select, literally just click through, all right, I want to put this in North Central Iowa or Northeast Kansas or South Dakota, wherever you want to put it. Go through, select those different regions, get all the region details in there, put it in there, and we'll get on our way and get going at the 2026 season.
It's almost too easy sounding.
We hope it's easy. We're also probably not naive enough to say that, you know, things are going to go off without a hitch, because it's a new system. We, you know, like obviously our team got together in Iowa here a couple weeks ago and walked through the online app, and there was of course a little bit of, you know, a little bit of worry that, well, what if people, you know, don't can't figure it out or things like that. We've got a whole bunch of redundancies built out to try to make that work. You never know until you hit go live.
Yeah. Come on, folks, figure it out. It'll be all good, no doubt. Okay.
We hope so.
Well, I'll tell you what, some exciting stuff here. We wanted to, this is really kind of a shorter edition of Stock Talk, but this is a really important announcement. It's a good partnership and something that I know that we're really excited about with IMSA, so we can bring some new value along with FIRST to you, the IMSA members out there, and really bring in something that y'all haven't had an opportunity to have before. So it's going to be something cool, and look for some more information about it. Again, February is going to be our deadline time frame, so we'll be pushing that really hard. We'll be looking at another timeline on our seed treatment trials, but you know, hey, there will be more info about that. But that's the important thing. We're going to get a lot of opportunities to get information to everybody to help them out, grow their business. So, gee, Matt, thanks for joining us on an abbreviated version of Stock Talk today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. We're excited to be, partnering with you guys on this project, and then also to be, at the event in Indy, where we've got our team, a good portion of our team will be there. We're excited for it. Hopefully get an opportunity to meet a bunch of listeners.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Catherine, over to you.
Hey, for anyone who's listening, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe Stock Talk, so that way we can inform rather than entertain this time other folks. I mean, we did entertain, but
entertaining is always
mostly informed this time.
For those of y'all that are missing this great visual, Todd shaved. Todd's been shaving for the first time in 5 years. And if you're not seeing it, you're the lucky ones, because it's not a pretty sight.
And this will be on YouTube, so everyone can go see it.
Well, here's the other thing. It really comes down to, look, facial hair is the only makeup that men really have an opportunity to use. Mm-hmm. And I'm fixing to, get mine back. But this is to aid, my good friend Santa Claus. He was having a few problems. So, Todd sacrificed to help Santa Claus. But, there's only so much sacrifice I can do. All right. Well,
wonderful.
In case we don't see you, Merry Christmas.
Merry
Thanks,
Christmas.
Everybody, for listening.
Merry Christmas. Thanks.